Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Nico Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm free.
Amen.
I'm free. Like a few minutes ago, I was feeling, oh my goodness, prison by pain and ache and all that, but now I am free. It's something about the name Jesus. My husband began to pray over me and decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the topic today, oh, my God, it don't get no better than this.
That's right.
But with God, things always get even better. We're talking about
something about the name Jesus.
Oh, they got a song, something about the name Jesus. Yeah. It is the sweetest name I know.
That's right. That's like a Kirk Franklin song or something like that. I think it's Kirk Franklin.
Is it Kirk Franklin? Something about the name Jesus.
Sing that song as well, but there is something about the name Jesus.
Let me hear you sing.
Something about the name Jesus. It's the name that I know.
Something about the name Jesus. He is big. He can sing you out. He's acting shy today. Tell me something about the name. That is not singing.
Tell them a little bit about what was going on right before the show while we was having Bible study.
Well, you know, I began to feel a little bit not well from a moment there, and I was telling my husband he needs to take me to the hospital. Like, I was, you know, ready to go to the hospital. I was feeling that sick. I stopped eating. I put my head down. I literally couldn't eat. My head was hurting so bad, my eyes. And I just told my husband, you got to take me to the hospital. And he began to decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, healing of my body as we're studying the prophetic activation, decreeing the calling on Jehovah Rapha to heal me and, you know, to stand me up, telling me you got to stand up. And then sometimes just when we're going through something, you know, we can declare it over other people's house and pray for them, I mean, lives and pray for them. But then you need somebody to step in when you are weak.
Yeah.
You know, when you can't even open your mouth, you know, at some point in time that you may not be able to even open your mouth because you don't have the strength. But I thank God for my husband to be able to just step in, you know, right away. It's like somebody knowing how to perform CPR
right.
in that emergency situation and to come in agreeing and stand in the gap for you. And I thank you for interceding for me, standing in the gap and decreeing the cry in the name of Jesus Christ that I am healed. So I didn't think I was going to be able to be on the show not even 30 minutes ago, but we thank God I'm here.
We thank God. We thank God. We give God all the honor and glory for allowing us to have the word that lives inside of us, to allow us to have wisdom and knowledge that lives inside of us, knowing what to do just in that moment when we don't know what to do.
Amen, amen. And thank you all for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're so thankful. Thank you for tuning in. We're talking today about something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. It is the name, we're going to talk about the name of Jesus Christ, understand how significant it is when we go to God in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's the only way we can go. We can't go through no other name, you know, by saying because of my mother, my father, my grandmother, in the name of Jesus Christ. So this show is to help us to understand how powerful the name Jesus is and all that it does for us. So when we call on the name of Jesus, heaven opens up. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, declares neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is power in the name of Jesus to save. This is, in fact, the only way to be saved, to call upon the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, which takes me to 1 John, you all, and then I'll pass it all over to you, Pastor. 1 John 16:23-24. I'm sorry, we're going to go to 27. The Bible says, and in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until you have asked nothing in my name, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In the day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. Amen. So what the Bible is saying here is that Jesus is talking about a new relationship between the believer and God. So people approach God through priests. So after Jesus' resurrection, any believer could approach God directly. A new day has gone, and now all believers are priests and talking with God personally and directly. We approach God not because of our own merit, but because Jesus, our great high priest, has made us acceptable to God. Something about the name Jesus. When we come to God in the name of Jesus Christ, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This topic is very significant. Very significant, even for us. Of being able to do the preacher and the pastor show. This topic is talking about the reason why that we are doing the preacher and the pastor show. It's because of Jesus. It's because of God. Everything that you do in the body of Christ should always be focused on Christ himself, Jesus Christ himself, that strengthens you, that lives inside of you, that you have ability to do all things through him. For those that do believe, it's something about the name Jesus. Now, look, there are many names. There are many names that are being spoken. There are many names that are being spoken at this present day. These names that are being spoken, they have a way of doing harm, or they have a way of doing all different type of things in the earth, in the world, in your body. Just that name, that one name that's going around with the 19 hooked to it, that covert 19 coronavirus, that's a name. That's a name that has been released in this world, has been released in this world all over this land, and that name has a lot of people, fear, have a lot of people in bondage. It has many people that are sick from it. There are many people that are so afraid. I'm scared to go near you. You're my brother, but I got to stay I got to stay so many feet away from you because you might have that COVID 19. See, that's a name. But there is no name that's greater than the name Jesus. It's something about the name Jesus. Because the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. The song said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And every demon shall flee in the name of Jesus. I don't care if your name is COVID-19.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I don't care if your name is whatever your name, you have the any sickness or any virus. So you have to flee in the name of Jesus. I don't care whatever your name is. See, there is no name that's greater than the name Jesus. And this is the name that you need to speak in these times when you need to be able to speak. Because if you don't speak in the name of Jesus, your whole life depends on it. Your whole life depends on it. You don't use the name of Jesus. You need to use the name of Jesus. Now, I want to go over here to Matthew chapter 8. Okay, Jesus cleansed a leper man. A leopard man. Okay. So, chapter 8, we start right here at 1. We'll read a few of them and then we'll skip down. It says, when he had came, they're talking about Jesus, when he had came from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there was a leopard, and he worshiped him and saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou make me clean. Put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. Now, immediately he was cleansed. And forth said, and Jesus said unto him, see that you tell no one, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest, offer gifts unto gifts that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. So now what is going on right here, this man that had this disease or this type of disease or this disease or something with his skin, now, he knew that Jesus was near. He knew he was somewhere, and he knew that Jesus could heal him. And he asked Jesus to heal him. He asked you, will you heal? If I will you heal? And Jesus said, I will. Now, look at his face. Look at the leopard man. Look at his face. His faith enough to know that Jesus would heal him, and because he had that faith, you know, Jesus said, you know, I will. And he said he stretched forth his hands, and he was cleansed. The same thing for us. The same thing for us. Now, on down a little bit farther, there was a soldier. There was There was a man. He was in some type of authority, and someone was sick that was in his home. And he asked Jesus, would he come to it? Jesus would come to his home and heal him. But then he thought about it. He's like, wait a minute, I am someone that's and my house ain't clean enough for you to walk in. Now, he is a man of some type of authority. I don't know what type of name that he had attached to his name, but he was some of authority. But he knew that the person that he was asking to come in his home was way more authority than he was. And he asked him, if you would just speak, if you would just say that he is healed, or that his family member was healed, that he would be healed. And look at that type of faith. And he said, and Jesus spoke it because, you know, he had faith enough to believe, even if your feet don't step inside of my door, because my house ain't clean enough, but I know that if you would speak it, healing would come inside of my home and it would heal my family member. And he said Jesus did speak, and, you know, his family member was healed. Now, think about that. There is something about the name Jesus. We have the power and authority to do the same thing, to believe in God. We have the power and authority to be able to believe in Jesus Christ. and asking Jesus that we know that we can't do, ask Jesus to do things that we know that the doctor can't do. We ask Jesus to do all things, and he says, I will. There is nothing when you're in the body of Christ that you can ask God to do that lines up with the word of God that he will not do. He said he would do all things. He would do all things for you in the name of Jesus. We have that same power and authority to be able to ask God to do all that we need for him to do and want for him to do in the name of Jesus. And he said, I will. Amen.
Amen. If you're just not tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about something about the name Jesus. And it always brings me back to that song. It's just the sweetest name I know. It's been times where I've been through things and all I could do was call on Jesus. I remember one day my husband was just saying, Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit that came over you one day, and I think it was on a Sunday, and you were saying, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. And I can feel and I can see chains breaking and strongholds being destroyed, and I could see, the gates of the prison that have been that you have been in prison in being broken. I saw so much when you were just saying, Lord Jesus. It's just something about the name Jesus. It's just something about that name. It's the sweetest name. I don't care what you're going through. Call on Jesus in the name. Because the Bible tells us we can go to God, but we have to come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his son who he sent.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Just say it. Just say it. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Say
Lord
it.
Jesus.
That's right.
When
it.
You're going to
Lord
Jesus,
Jesus
right
it.
Now, God. Lord Jesus, show up on my Lord Jesus. Glory
Amen.
To your name, God.
You
and we just
anything,
thank God.
Else.
Just say, Lord Jesus, have your way right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're just now tuning in to the show, we are talking about right now something about the name Jesus. And like my husband was saying, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11, but I want to actually start at verse 5. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Verse 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9 says, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. And verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Something about the name Jesus. When we look at these scriptures, I just want to kind of break it down a little bit as we're talking about something about the name Jesus. But who is Jesus? And, God sent Jesus. He came in the form of a man, and he humbled himself. And he went, up into death, to the point of death, even death to the cross. The Bible says, therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above all, every name. That at the name of Jesus, as we're talking about something about the name Jesus. So Jesus Christ was humble, willing to give up his right in order to obey God and serve people. Like Christ, we should have a servant's attitude, serving out of love for God and for others, not out of guilt or fear. Remember, you can choose your attitude. You can approach life expecting to be served, or you can look for the opportunity to serve others. You got to understand, so Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve.
So the
incarnation was the act of pre-existing Son of God, voluntarily assuming a human body and a human nature. So without ceasing to be God, he became a human being, the man called Jesus. He did not give up his deity to become man, human, but he set aside the right to his glory and power in submission to the Father's will. Christ limited his power and knowledge. Jesus of Nazareth was subject to place, time, and many other human limitations. What made his humanity unique was his freedom from sin. And in his full humanity, Jesus showed us everything about God's character, that he can be conveyed in human terms. So the incarnation is explained. explain further when we go in John, and in John 11, verse 1 through 14. We can also find it in Romans as well as in 2 Corinthians as we continue talking about something about the name Jesus. So here these verses are probably from a hymn song by the early Christian church. We have a song here, something about the name of Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. And we just call on the name of Jesus in every situation. Lord Jesus, show up. When we call on the name of Jesus,
yes,
the Bible says everything in heaven and earth, everything must bow and confess that he is Lord. It's something about the name Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ugh, I just get excited, and that's the first name I call on. I thank God for Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you that I can come to the throne room of grace because of Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus, coming in the name of Jesus, because when we come in the name of Jesus, God hears our prayers. God answers our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. And that we are saved because of Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Something about the name Jesus. Yeah, I heard what you said, Jeff, Pastor. What you said was you like to call on the name Jesus because you know that he's going to show up. Now, just like we were just talking about over there, how the leopard man, how he asked Jesus to heal them, and he said Jesus reached for his hand and touched him, and immediately, he didn't say he touched him, and then, 2 minutes later, or then it was 2 days later, or a month later, after he took his prescription pills, or after, it didn't say that. That's not what the word says. The word of God is true.
It's true.
His word of God is true. He said immediately he was healed. So now, if you know that in the name of Jesus, that you too will be healed from whatever it is that is trying to affect your body. In the name of Jesus, believe that in the name of Jesus that you are healed, and you are healed. And it don't take no long time for it to happen. No, it happens right then because of your belief calling on the name of Jesus. What you're doing is you are giving God the authority to step in and interfere with whatever it is that's going on in your life. Now, when you step out of the way and you let God be that way, because he said that I am the truth and I am the way and I am the life.
I am.
Now, see, you need to know that. You need to know that in the name of Jesus. Just that right there, in the name of Jesus. What can you not do? What can you not do? You have a perfect and excellent, wonderful anointing. We can name all different type of names because he goes by different names. But we're talking about in the name of Jesus. What can you not do? What can you not do? Now, over here in Mark 13. Now this is Jesus speaking right here. Mark 13:6. He says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So now Jesus is what he is telling is many going to come and say that I am the Christ. I am the one. You're going to have certain doctors that saying that that. Yeah, you get your healing from here. I'm the one that healed you. No, the doctor didn't heal you. The first person that you should call or the first name that you should call when something is going on is the name of Jesus. That's the first one that you should call every single time. Because you ain't got to make an appointment. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to call and the doctor don't get up until 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning and might not be able to see you till Tuesday or Thursday. See, you ain't got to wait on Jesus. He's already there, and he's waiting on you to trust him. He's waiting on you to call, and he want to have a conversation with you anyhow, daily. Each and every day. And there is something about the name Jesus. When you were saying that that day, I don't know what exactly we were doing. I was sitting over in the corner, and whatever it is that was going on with me, I just was declaring, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, and I could have said other things connected on to that. Lord Jesus, I could have talked about my situation. Lord Jesus, this is my Christmas list. This is what I want for you to do. Lord Jesus, I could have said all that, but it was just Lord Jesus, and I stayed right there. Lord Jesus, and I might have said that at least about 50 or 60 times in a row. Every single time that I said, Lord Jesus, it was like it was like building, like I was building something, like I was building something.
Yes.
And it was that one time, it was that one time. Now, I didn't say it about 49 times, but it was that one time when I said it. It was something that came over me, and it felt like fire that shot all the way up from my foot all the way over me. And it just, I had to, my wife had to go get the blanket to put over me. It was like fire that was all over me, but it was like I was cold and hot at the same time. Now, I know what was going on. Whatever that was dealing with me, see, all these things was fighting. They was fighting and trying to stay, but it was trying. It was time for it to go, because at the name
yes.
of Jesus, every knee shall
yes.
bow and every demon shall flee. Everything shall
yes.
flee.
Yes.
There is something about the name Jesus. Now I know
yes,
too much. I know too much then to let Satan beat me up and beat me across the head and speak all manner of things, and even his agents. His people that trust in him more than they trust in God. See, I know too much. So there are people that are calling upon, they are saying all manners of prayers. They'll come to you in your dream. They're trying to come to you by telephone or come to you all different type of ways, social media, and they're trying to speak all these manner of things that's in your ear and put you in your eyes so you can see it. But it's something about the name Jesus. See, when you see certain things
yeah.
and you know that it's messing with your mind, Jesus. So you decree
Jesus.
And declare, you know, in the name of Jesus. No, you flee from this place right now in the name of Jesus. And you stand on that, knowing, expecting that, you know, that you have to go, Satan. You have to go.
Yes.
There is
yes.
something about the name Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. There's something about the name Jesus. If
yes.
you don't know by now that it is something about the name Jesus, that it would open up doors that no man can close. It will close doors that no man can open. It will heal you, deliver you, set you free, save you right where you are, bring you out of the fire, not burn, not touch. It will lift up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. Something about the name Jesus. If you don't know
yeah.
what else to call on Jesus. That's something the old folks would always tell you. Call on Jesus. Maybe when you can't say nothing
Amen.
Else, just call on the Lord. Call on him. Trust
Amen.
Him. Just call on him. The Bible says in John 14, we're going to go 14, verse 12 through 14. The Bible says, again, that's John 14, St. John 14, verse 12 through 14. The Bible says, most assuredly I say to you, most assuredly, this is Jesus is the way to the Father. This is the way to the Father. Something about the name Jesus is the way to the Father, is the only way to the Father, our heavenly Father that has all power. The Bible says in verse 12, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever
yeah.
you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you're asking anything in my name, I will do it. So when we look at these verses here, Jesus is not saying that his disciples would do more amazing miracles. After all, raising the dead is about as amazing as it can get, if you ask me. Now, rather, the disciples working in the power of the Holy Spirit would carry the gospel of God's kingdom out of Palestine and into the whole world. So that's the greater works that we will do. So when Jesus says we can ask for anything, we must remember that our asking must be in his name, not in the name of my father, my grandmother, my brother, my sister. They got good credit. No, in the name of Jesus. Again, when Jesus says that we can ask for anything, we must remember that we ask in his name. That is according to God's character
right there,
and will. And God will not grant. Go ahead.
Put a period right there. So you telling me anything. So now who believed that? See, that's for the ones that believe that. Who believed that anything, I can ask anything in the name of Jesus is for me? Who believed that? Now that's for people that really trust. That's for people that really have faith and really trust in God and not asking in a manner of, you know, you might do it, and in a manner of it might happen. So who really believed that? Who really believed that? Just try it out. Just try it out. When you ask anything, ask it in a manner of this is the desire of your heart. When you're asking, when you're saying it in the name of Jesus, this is the desire. you know, what's in a man's heart. That's what he wants to show up, and he don't want it to show up tomorrow. He wants to show up right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
Yes. If you're just entering in, we're talking about something. The topic today is something about the name Jesus, and then we're in verse 14. We're talking about when Jesus says we can ask anything, we must remember that our asking must be done in the name of Jesus. And that is according to God's character and will. So God will not grant a request contrary to his nature or his will, and we cannot use his name as magic, as a magic formula to fulfill our selfish desires. So if we are sincerely following God and seeking to do his will, then our requests will be in line with what he wants, and he will grant them to us. Amen?
Amen.
Something about the name Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Over here in Luke 11, over here in Luke 11 and starting here at verse 9. Luke 11 and starting here at verse 9. Well, the Bible said, now this is Jesus speaking, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Now, we were just talking about that. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. 10, for everyone that asks, they receive. And he that seeks, it, they find it. And he that knock, it shall be opened. And 11 says, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that the father would give him a stone. What are you saying? That if you ask for bread, you think that I'll give you a stone? No, if whatever you ask for, you know God will give it to you. Or if you ask for a fish, you think, would I give you a serpent? No, you're going to get a fish. You know what you're asking for, you know, that's what you will receive. And this was Jesus, what he was speaking right here. He said, ask, and where you ask is in the name of Jesus. See, this is the power, and this is the authority that you have for you to use in this lifetime for you to use it how you need it to be able to use it. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God is ready to do all things. God is ready to do all things for his children. All things. Not some things. God's ready to do all things for his children. Easy for you. He made it easy for you. Now, we go to God and we ask for a lot of things. Now, we know God would do it. But sometimes we forget in which name or which authority are we coming. You know, that's serious. That's very serious. We know God will do it, and we're wondering why things have not showed up in our life yet because we're trying to be like God without God. Okay,
Jesus.
You want to be like God, then use this who's on the inside of you. You know, ask in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's how you ask. And knowing that it is for you, knowing that whatever it is that you're asking for in his authority, see, Jesus, he's that intercessor for us. He speaks for us. You know, we have gifts of tongues to be able to pray in tongues. We pray about things that we don't even know that we need. It's easy for us to pray about things that we know, that we know about. But there are some things that's Satan is already trying to happen to you tonight. They're already trying to happen to you tomorrow. This thing is already trying to happen to you 2 weeks from now or a month from now.
Jesus.
But see, we have the gift. We have a gift, a God-given gift, a perfect gift that's God that lives on the inside of us. Now, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Now, you have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you, that can pray for you, that's being that mediator, that intercessor, to be able for you to know all things before you even know it. Now, there will be some times where you will be praying in a manner of not even knowing what you're praying about, and then you will find favor of things that will be happening because you are letting the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you into that place where you need to be, and that's always underneath the covenant of grace. In the name of Jesus, you should always be able to be in that position to pray and to be able to call upon God. You know, pray. Use the word of God. Use the word of God. Say to God what he's already said to you with whatever is written in his word. Find your favorite scripture. Find your favorite scripture that you like in the Bible. And whatever that scripture that resonates into your mind, you know, study that. and meditate on it and ask God to be able to show you that. Ask God to be able to show you what that means, the true meaning of it. And you ask it in the name of Jesus, and he will show you all things. See, once you start doing that, then you start using what God has already gave. Now, he's giving you all things to be able to know. Now, if you don't know anything, you should know that God loves you. And he, and the way that you know that he loves you, because he said it in his word. John 3:16, he said it there in his word, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He's talking about Jesus. He gave his only begotten son. And whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, that's for you. That's for you. That's for you, all that do believe. Call on the name Jesus. Use what God has given you. He loves you more than what you ever can imagine. He's ready to bless you with all things that you need. But you have to let him. You have to let God. You can't block. See, when you're blocking God, see, you can block things that's supposed to come into the world. You can block it by speaking. You can block it by using other names. You can block it by allowing other names to cause you to be following it. We following in suit or behind these other names, like money. Oh, see, ain't nobody think I was going to say that.
Jesus.
Anybody think I was going to say that? Nobody.
Jesus.
Benjamin Franklin or Abraham Lincoln or George Washington.
Help us, Lord.
See, anybody think I was going to say that one? But see, in the name of Jesus, see, that's who you should follow. That's who you should follow.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. You should call upon the name Jesus. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. If you're just now tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about something about the name Jesus. And as we're talking about something about the name Jesus and understanding how to use the name of Jesus, when to call on Jesus, anytime, all the time, we use the name of Jesus. Some people want to go to God without going going through Jesus, and you can't go to God without Jesus because he is our salvation. You know, back in the Old Testament, they would have to go to the priest in order, and then the priest would take their offerings and everything to God for their sins to be forgiven. So the priest would go up, and I believe they would go once a year or something like that. My memory is not serving me right now, but once a year the priest would go up and take everybody's sins and offerings and stuff to the Lord. So only the priest could go before God to the throne room of grace. But then Jesus came, and he ripped the veil between man and God so that we can now, if we go through Jesus, accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we now can go boldly to the throne room of grace. We don't have to wait for the priest to go for us. We can go ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. We accept it in the family of the beloved because of Jesus Christ, because we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I don't know if you ever try to get into a place, and if you gave that name, the extra, you know, what's the secret code or what's, you know, the access code or name to get in. And if you didn't have the right one, you couldn't get access. If you came in any other name, if you came with any other code to get in, you could not get in. So if you try to come to God other than in the name of Jesus, expecting to get in, you will be denied access. You can pray all you want to, but if you're not going in the name of Jesus, then who are you praying to?
Hallelujah.
If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about something about the name Jesus, which brings me to Matthew 18 and 19. That's Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 through 20. The Bible reads, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And verse 20 says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. I am there in the midst. What is the Bible saying? Jesus looked ahead to a new day when he would be present with his followers, not in body, but through his Holy Spirit. So in the body of believers, which is the church, we are the church, the believers are the church, the sincere agreement of two people is more powerful than the superficial agreement of thousands, because Christ's Holy Spirit is with them. So two or more believers filled with the Holy Spirit will pray according to God's will and not their own. So their requests will be granted. Amen. So we're talking about something about the name Jesus. Jesus, just say it. Oh, my goodness, the name of Jesus can turn things around. You know, where it seems to be upside down, he can flip it around. Where it seems to go in the wrong direction, in the name of Jesus, can be turned around in the right direction. When it seems like you're about to collide, in the name of Jesus can, oh, just take you up, lift you up from that situation.
Yeah.
Something about the name Jesus. Oh, my. I'm going to start shouting over here. I'm going to start shouting. Let me calm down a minute. You know, I get to talking fast when we're talking about Jesus. I don't know if you've ever been in sleep and was having a bad dream and it seemed like it was going to take you out. I've been there. You know, I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
I'm always dreaming. And I just call on Jesus. I just start saying, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I'll be decreeing and declaring in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is, it has to come up off of me right now. Even before we did this show, my husband was decreeing the crap in the name of Jesus. We call on you,
yeah.
Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jesus. We can't come in any other name. We have to come in the name of Jesus first before we can even enter in, before we can enter in into the realm, in the supernatural. We have to come into the name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. If you're not coming in the name of Jesus, your Lord and Savior, then how are you coming and where are you going? Amen?
Amen. There's a reason why, you know, me and my wife are all stirred up right now, because we witnessed something. We witnessed something right here before this show. And see, I know that was Satan, and he was working, and he was trying to get us to that place to where, you know what, lay down, you know, and call the doctor, because it's time to go to the hospital. Because this message was supposed to go forth tonight. And I know that.
Yes.
This message was supposed to go forth tonight, and Satan knew it. He's like, oh, no, I have to make sure that one of y'all have to be sick. One of y'all have to be sick, because I don't want you to teach nobody this. I don't want you to tell nobody, you know, how to beat me across the head. But Satan, you are
Mama.
See, I'm here to tell my friends.
Jesus.
I'm here to tell my family members.
Jesus.
I'm here to tell anybody that needs to know how to fight and needs to know how to stand. Even if you don't know the scriptures, if you just know one scripture, you should know to call on the name
Jesus.
You should know to do that.
Yes.
Call on the name.
Yes.
Call on the name of Jesus. See, that's why we all stirred up right now. We all stirred up right now because we called on the name of Jesus.
Ooh, shabba,
and he showed up immediately.
Yes.
And he healed my wife's body. Now, that's
Thank you, Jesus.
Because when two or more, now that scripture tells us, when two or more gathered together as touching in agreement, and we were touching, I made sure that I had to lay my hands on her. I laid my hands on my wife, and I declared in the name of Jesus for her to show up right now. And that sickness had to go.
Jesus.
Now, when I asked her, I say, now, if you can put it on a scale of how do you feel, she said, I'm about 50%. I said, what would it take to get you to 100%? She said, I'm at 100% right now. Well, that's all it takes. That's enough right now. I just believe that I'm already at 100%.
Yes.
See,
glory to God. I'm decreeing and declaring, I'm already here.
I'm already there. That was the right words to say. Those were the right words to say. Because a lot of times, you know, when you be healed, that sickness be trying to hang on to you. I mean, it might was hurting your head. It's trying to ease on down to your arm and ease on down your leg, and it's still trying to hold on to it. So you got to step on away from it. Step on away from it and decree and declare in the name of Jesus and stomp it on down.
Stomp in the name of Jesus.
Get on up
off of bring
me.
Healing.
In the name of Jesus.
Bring strength to your bones. Yes, my Lord, my God.
God gave you power and authority. We ask God to do things, and God said, no, I give you power and authority to fight Satan. I give you power and authority. When Satan, he speaks in your mind and says you're sick, no, you say, I'm healed. When you say, your finances are all the way down to zero, you're broke. No, I'm not broke. I'm rich. I got plenty of
my
enough.
Lord.
The reason why I got plenty of enough is because, you know, I have Jesus. And if you have Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
Nobody
else do you
Lord
need?
Have mercy.
What else do you need?
Glory.
That's why we stirred
Jesus,
all the way
you get
up
everything.
Back there. We stirred.
Yes.
Stirred all the way up. John 14.
Thank you, Lord.
John 14.
Thank you, Lord.
One of my favorite. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. One of my favorite chapters. Well, these are two. John 14 and John 15. Now, John 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me.
Now, this is Jesus speaking right now. He said, you believe in God, also believe in me.
Also believe in me.
So now you need to know that right there. That I don't even have to read the rest of it. I don't have to read the rest of it. Jesus said this here. Let not your heart be troubled. So he's telling you, whatever it is that's going on with you right now, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows. Yeah, you know you believe in God. You have faith in God. But you have faith in me, because this is how you're going to get to where you're going to get. This is how you're going to know what you need to know. This is how you're going to receive what you need to receive. Let me go my Father for you and speak on your behalf.
Yes.
Believe in me.
Amen.
That is the way.
Amen.
If we were read on over here in John 14 and verse 6, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man comes unto the Father but through me, but by me.
Yes.
So now, that is confirmation of knowing.
Jesus.
When you're praying about what you're praying about, make sure you are praying about what you're praying about in the name of Jesus. Jesus says it right here. Now, the word of God is true. The word of God is true.
Yes.
It's true.
Glory,
and when you believe it and ask for the Holy Spirit to show you all things, and rest.
Yes, amen.
And
amen.
Rest. Don't worry about nothing. You have Jesus to call
amen.
On. And he's 24 hours and 24/7. 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. There is not a time where you call on him and he won't be there. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Something about the name Jesus. Oh, my God. You just had to tune in. We're talking about something about the name Jesus. And it takes us over to Matthew 21, verse 21. Through 22, here it says, so Jesus answered and said to them, surely I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also you will say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Let me go down. Oh, I'm sorry, you all. And you will receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus is talking to the disciples. So when you go in Jesus' name, because he has made a way for us to be able to go to the throne room of grace boldly, receiving and asking, all that we ask for, we shall receive it, but in the name of Jesus. The only way that we can speak to a mountain and that it will be removed is in the name of Jesus. So many have wondered about Jesus' statement that if we have faith and don't doubt, we can move mountains. Jesus, of course, was not suggesting that his followers use prayer as magic and perform these type of miracles and mountain moving acts. Instead, he was making a strong point about the disciples and our lack of faith. So what kind of mountains do we face? And have you talked to God about them? How strong is your faith in Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you can decree and declare thing in the name of Jesus, and it shall be so. And it's a guarantee. So in verse 22, it says, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. So this verse is not a guarantee that we can get anything we want simply by asking Jesus and believing. God does not grant us requests that will hurt us and others, but he will, if our heart is in the right place and it's according to God's will for our life, you shall receive it. Because if God blesses us with everything we want, we can be put in a position to hurt ourselves or to hurt others. But understand it, but when you ask in Jesus' name, anything that you do in Jesus, something about the name of Jesus, it opens up so much more for us. It's beyond, it's that life and life in abundance. Amen. And so remember, just call on Jesus. That name alone. All over the world. I don't care where you go all over the world, they know about the name of Jesus. They know about Jesus, whether they reject him or they accept him. Everybody knows about Jesus. At some capacity, if you're just now tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor show, today we're talking about something about the name Jesus, but we want to let you all know as well what's to come. On tomorrow, we start our Wednesday night Bible study. We have a conference line, which is for our Bible study, and it's at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, and the phone number is 978-990-5417. Again, that number is 978-990-5417, and the access code is 43.
434-1580-pound, 434-1580-pound. For those of our listeners that actually tune in via the website at Blog Talk Radio, you will actually have to call in. There's not a website that you can go to actually conference in on the Bible study. So please call on tomorrow at 7 p.m. We'll have our Bible study, our first Bible study under the Gospel Public Ministries with Preach, the pastor, the Preach and the Pastor show. So we're very excited about that and what God is doing in our life as a married couple, as a my husband is a prophet and me as a prophetess. And we're just thankful for all that God is doing in the name of Jesus. I mean, I'm just, we're just so grateful. If we, one day we're going to tell our story. and if you've tuned in often, you are probably know a lot about our story. You know, we're transparent. We definitely want to be honest and open, you know, because we can't help nobody if we can't be real with you, you know, and be open about who we are, where we come from, and where we are now, and where God is taking us to, not ourselves, but what God is taking us to, and being obedient in the name of Jesus and just allowing God to guide us. Again, and we have a Sunday service at 2 p.m. right here on the Preach and the Pastor show, so make sure that you're tuning in on Sundays, the Sunday service, and be blessed by the Word of God. And we're so grateful. So we're talking about something about the name of Jesus. If you want to, if you want to chime in, if you're listening right now, you've called in and you want to chime in about something about the name Jesus, please do so by pressing 1. If you're online at Blog Talk, give us a call as we wrap up the last few minutes of the show at 845-277-9213. The number again is 847-277-9213, and we're talking about something about the name Jesus. Oh, go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, yes. You know, this is a wonderful show. You know, while we were sitting here having scripture, we were reading scripture and we were dividing it up and delivering it out, you know, I started to think about something. There was quite a few times in my life where the only thing that I can say when I was in trouble was Jesus. I mean, there was a time where I remember I was laying in the bed and I was home alone, just laying in the bed, and I was sleeping. And when I woke up, when I opened my eyes up, my breath, like I could not breathe. I was stiff. My arms, I mean, I couldn't move. Nothing could move. I was just as stiff as I possibly could be. And I was trying to call for help. I couldn't say any word. And it was just like something was over my mouth. But the only name that I can call, I was able to say, was Jesus. That was the only name that was able to come out of my mouth. And when I said Jesus, it was like whatever there was that was on me, it let me go. And I was able to get up out the bed, and I was, my breath, I was breathing hard. I was, didn't even know what was going on. I did not know what was going on. It scared me so bad. But thank God for those ministers and people that were in my life, you know, before I even knew anything about me, that actually taught me that. They taught me that at an early age, and I did not know, I did not know that I was ever going to have to use that. But thank God there was somebody that was to tell me that. There was to tell me that.
Jesus.
Now, this was maybe about 15 years ago. This happened about 15 years ago. So it wasn't that long ago. It was about 15 years ago. And sometimes you will be in that place. You will be in that place all by yourself. You might be down on the floor and don't even know how you got on the floor. And the name of Jesus is the only name that you can call. And when you call on the name of Jesus, there'll be that help is there, and help is on the way.
Help is there.
And you need to know that. Help is there, and help is on the way. In the name of Jesus. Consider.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. If you just said tune in to the Preach and the Pastor show, we're talking about something about the name Jesus, which takes me over as we wrap up the last 6 minutes of the show, takes me over to Acts. Acts 4 and 7. So in Acts 4 and 7, the Bible says, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? So here the council asked Peter and John by what power they had to heal the man. and by what authority they preach. The actions and words of Peter and John threatened these religious leaders who, for the most part, were more interested in their reputations and positions than they were in God. So through the help of the Holy Spirit, Peter spoke boldly before the council, actually putting the council on trial by showing them that the one they had crucified had risen again. Instead of being defensive, the apostles went on the offensive, boldly speaking out for God and presenting the gospel to the leaders. So they were asking, how do you speak like that? Where do you get this authority from that you can speak in what name? So as we're talking about something about the name Jesus, they were able to speak boldly, declaring the gospel in the works of Jesus in the name of Jesus. You will be able to do the same thing in the name of Jesus, speaking boldly, having the courage to speak the word, to give the word, to minister the word, to stand on the word of God, be healed in the name of Jesus, be delivered in the name of Jesus, be saved in the name of Jesus, be purified and sanctified in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Yes.
And I want to go back to one scripture before we go to food for thought that you gave it, Matthew 13 and 16. I believe you gave that scripture. Or was it Matthew 24:5?
Yeah, okay.
Many will come in my name saying, I am he, and you will be misled, and be misled away. Just think about that scripture. They know the power of the name Jesus, and they will use that to try to get you over to the other side, to convince you, to lead you astray. That's what Satan will do. He will come to in the name of Jesus, you know, portraying to be that, portraying to be the son, portraying to be that. And coming, they will come saying, in Jesus' name, to get you. And people will do that nowadays. You have to be careful. They will come to you wanting something from you to try to deceive you in the name of Jesus. See, it's something about the name Jesus, because when we hear, we know the power that's behind it. So people will come. The Bible will say it to them. In Matthew 13 and 6, many will come in my name saying I am he, and will mislead many. So we have to be careful. And that's when you go into trying to spirit by the Spirit and knowing who has been sent to you. Amen. Amen. It's food for thought. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. What a wonderful topic tonight, something about the name Jesus.
Yes.
Food for thought for tonight.
Thank you. Yes.
Food for thought. The name of Jesus, consider it like a gift from God.
Yes.
At the name, the name of Jesus. Consider it like a gift. You've done nothing to earn it. You've done nothing to earn it. But it's a gift. A gift is something for you to receive it, for you to take it, and it's for you to use it. You use it.
Enjoy.
The name of Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Consider it like a gift. Now, one thing about a gift, when God gives you a gift, it's for you, for your pleasure and for you to use it, not for you to abuse it, not for you to just put it away and act, no, this is a gift from God, so use it. Use the name of Jesus. Use the gift that God gave. And you can reference what I just said with John 3:16. Amen. Just a little food for thought for tonight.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you. Before we go out, I just want to just thank God. I want to bless everybody listening on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed, be delivered, be set free, be blessed, be favored, be protected, all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is the sweetest name. We know the power that's in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, we destroy and break yokes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're delivered from every plot, plan, and agenda of faith and its ages in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We're so grateful.
You
all make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for Bible study. Again, that number is 978-990-5417. Access code 434-1580, number sign. But we're back here at 8 p.m. right after Bible study here on The Preacher and the Pastor. And we just thank God for you. May God bless you.
Yeah.
And may you use the name Jesus with faith.
Use
it with understanding. It is for you to use. And Jesus, that's the only way you can go to God. Is through Jesus. What you say, Pastor?
That's right. I said, and let him use you. Use the name of Jesus and let God use you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a good night. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you then. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. I love you, Abe. God bless you.
Yeah,
God bless
you. Okay.
Thank you. Glory to God. Yay.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of